USA 8-6 after a failed two-point conversion on their touchdown. That scoring play was a 5-yard run from Nick Sweeney at the 429 mark. That's exactly where we're at right now. So, both teams march right down the field, scoring each other. What's gonna break here, Dave?
I got to think both of these good defenses are going to start stepping up, and we're going to see more of a field position battle here coming up. I just can't see both these offenses scoring at will, Clark.
You never know. Brendan Ballard for USA is opening some big holes, but Nick Sweeney for Ubley is just coming right around the ends and making his offense for himself.
Yeah.
Forget the other 10 people.
Right, yeah. I mean, I think they kind of planned that well, starting a few runs up the middle and faking and busting outside.
So, Ubley ready to kick off. Kurt Kabosky is now doing the duties. This is not Nick Sweeney. This is one of the few things he does not do for Ubley. Right, kicking this one off at the 40-yard line on the right side of your radio going to the left. There's the kick. Goes out to about the 35-yard line.
Clark.
And it goes out of bounds, but it was off the hands of a USA player. That's number 80, Garrett Nitz. So it's not a flag, and it's just going to be out of bounds via fumble, technically, at the 35-yard line of USA. So that's where USA is going to take over. They have 65 yards for a touchdown. Whoop. There's waving a flag. That means there's no flag, in fact. And it's going to be first and 10 for the Patriots at their own 35.
Looks confusing
there.
Looks like the official threw the flag to kind of mark the spot as the ball went out of bounds.
Not quite sure what happened there, but we're all good. First week. Even for the officials, it's the first week. So, all right, here comes USA. Same formation. Three men in the backfield. Beachy under center. Ubley preparing for the pass, and good reason. Beachy rolls to his right, looking to pass, throws it to number 80. That's Garrett Nitz, complete at the 40-yard line, gain of 5 on the play, brings up second down right at the right hash.
David Rakowski drilled him right on the spot after he made the catch.
The righty, Jake Beachy, kind of throwing across his body as he's throwing that. Well, it was a very short, it was almost like a Brett Favre pass there for you, if you want to call that, without the allegations against him. And so Sweeney's at the 40-yard line trying to march down the field at 3:50 left in the first quarter. It's 8 USA, Ubley 6. This one's a handoff to number 25, Tim Zub, at the right hash, pushes forward for 3 yards. An Ubley player grabbed him by the jersey right at the line of scrimmage and pulled him down.
There's a senior end there, Curtis Booms, dragging him down.
Brings up a critical third down for USA. 3 yards to go for a first down. They're at the 43-yard line. They need to get to the 46 for a first down.
Really interesting substitution there, Clark. Gangler, number 27 for USA, checks back in the game. So far, we've only seen him on third down.
And he has the first score for USA, number 27, 6'3" junior.
Oh, stuff.
This one goes to Harper around the left side, and he is stuffed before the first down marker. Gain of 2 yards still in the play, but it's going to bring up fourth and one at the 45-yard line in USA for USA.
The sophomore, Nick Booms, wasn't having any of that.
So fourth and less than a yard with less than 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. USA leads by 2-8-6. USA comes out of their huddle. Jake Beachy looks around, makes sure he has 11 people on the field. Oh, there's 3 people behind me. Look at that. Jake Beachy throws a handoff to number 27, Gangler, and he's out for the races across midfield over to the 46-yard line before he's brought down by the Ubley defense. First down, USA on the fourth down conversion. That's a gain of 10 there. Excuse me, gain of 8 for USA.
There's that 27, Gangler, coming down in short yardage situations, running right behind the big guy, Ballard.
Gangler, every time they need him, it seems like he's getting the ball, the go-to man for USA offense.
Yep.
Working off the left side hash, first and 10 for USA at the Ubley 46-yard line. 2:20 remains in the first quarter, 8-6 USA. BG under center. There's the snap, handoff to number 28. Harper, he's out for about 9 yards, starting to trip up at the 40-yard line, pushes forward for about 4 more yards, close to the first down marker. It's going to be very close. They're calling for the first down. Nope, one man says first down, the other two say second down. And we're going to figure this one out here. Second down by about 2 feet. So a gain of 9 for Harper there, pushes right through the middle of the Ubley defense.
David Rakowski, get credit for the tackle there.
a very entertaining game for sure. It's kind of a game of trenches right now.
Yeah, the field position battle I had expected at the beginning here, but still finding a way to get first downs this USA Patriot offense.
A beautiful field here in USA country. Even with the drought we had this summer, still in beautiful condition. Beachy passes, hands this one off to Gangler. He doesn't get very far on that one. It's going to be very close to the first down marker. Do they say he has it? No. He's short by about 3 inches. Yes, 3 inches, not four, not two, 3 inches. And it brings up third down in about a foot for the USA Patriots. So as close as you can get to that first down marker for the USA in this third down with less than a minute to play in the first quarter. 8-6 USA over Ubley. And they're coming with the same formation. Gangler, number 27, in the middle of those three in the backfield. The refs blow the whistle. They want to discuss something here. And looks like, almost looks like they're sending off number 40 for Ubley. That's Ryan Hank. He must have some sort of blood. He's taking off his helmet. Yeah, he looks like he's bleeding from the forehead there. Ubley, coach is taking care of him there. So substitution comes back in. Roll the clock. 50 seconds remain in the first quarter. Third in inches for USA. Jake Beachy under center. There he goes. He hands it off to number 16, McKay Jones, right around the left side. He has room to run. He gets the first down, another 5 yards, and to add another five and add another three. That's a 13-yard gain for McKay Jones out to the 23-yard line of Ubley, right at the far sideline. So that's definitely a first down. They needed 3 inches. He got 13 yards.
And eventually Kirkabowski hauls him down, but not until he kicked it outside. A nice little juke move there to the sideline. Had a lot of room to run.
First and 10 for USA at the 23-yard line of Ubley, trying to score again. They lead by 2, 8-6.
Didn't take long. They had Haig patch back up. Brian Bland leaves the game.
Ubley working with a very short bench tonight. They only have 5 extra on the sidelines. So they have 16 on the roster tonight, 2 guys in shorts and no pads. Beachy passes this one off, or hands it off to Gangler. He pushes, gets spun around. Out to the 18-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 6 yards for Gangler. Brings up 2nd and 5, 2nd and 4, somewhere in there. And that's going to wrap up the first quarter, so it's going to end at 8-6. USA leading by 2 and on the verge of scoring once again, unless the Ubley defense can stop Brendan Ballard and Gangler. You're tuned to WLEW, your home for high school football.
Saving money versus supporting the community. It is a battle that has waged since the beginning of business, and a common belief is that it's either one or the other. However, McDonald's Food and Family Center is a renowned champion of both causes. McDonald's Food and Family Center has prices that can run with the best of them, but is family-owned and has strong roots in the community. Whenever possible, McDonald's buys local because they believe money spent in the thumb provides for the thumb. McDonald's Food and Family Center, supported by the community, for the community.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.